into your breath. Take a breath and feel your heart. Breathe in. And as you do, say, I am. And as you breathe out, say, love. And breathe in once again and say, I am. And let your breath move out and say, eternity. And breathe in once more and say, I am. And let it escape from your lungs and say, infinity. Welcome to Isologic Radio. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and I'm here to talk to you about the relationship between animals, nature, man, spirit, and things that are way beyond the average daily understanding. But if we mix them all together, maybe we can get a great combination, a flavor, a texture of life that we would normally overlook. And when we overlook these things, it sometimes complicates how life can grow and expand and interact. So take another deep breath and say, and think about your breath moving through your lungs, filling you up with life. What if the colors around you become energy? Just look at the space you fill up. What are the colors you wear? Are they black, like the uniform of work? Go to the airport if you fly and look at the people and how they dress and for travel. It's like uniforms, navy blue, dark brown, black. Is that the sign of corporate life? The heaviness of those colors. And as you're standing there watching the people move, you see other people in blue jeans and shirts and wild colored blouses and earrings that go down to the shoulder, colored hair, hats, scarves, joy. People that are either self-employed or going on vacation. There's a division just in the way we present ourselves through color. And the joy of color fills up our senses. Just think of every color that you see around you as turning into energy, filling up your lungs with energy. Each color has a specific role, a very, very interesting frequency that it harmonizes with the cells of your body. Red. We sometimes see it as anger, but anger can also represent passion. Red is a conversation of colors between the cells of your body. And within the frequency of red, your cells understand that they can do different jobs. They learn that red flashes in really bright red means that, hey, we need to stir up the energy here. We need to drive the circulation. We need to increase the pulse because maybe there was an injury in that part of the body. So we need to put up this big, very, very bright red flash. And that red flash is like a sequence, and it goes from cell to cell to cell to cell. Kind of like a wave of watching people in a football stadium stand up and you yell and sit down in a synchronized form. A wave of red light moves through the body and it stimulates the circulation. And it can stimulate the circulation through every cell, through every muscle. And then there's other colors of red. And they aren't quite so bright. or they may be clear. And these colors of red also mean different things for the body, and the cells will respond accordingly. There's a color for controlling pain. It's a universal setting, and this certain color of red is something that you can translate through your touch and intent if you move in to do a Reiki healing, or you just have the intent of touching something that's painful for somebody. Think of red. And then as you do, make it like a pulse, a beam, like a heartbeat. And as you move towards somebody who's painful, take your heartbeat and think of beating red and shining this red light from your heart to the other person, or from your heart to the heart of your animal, and fill them up with your love and fill them up with red. And let that red ricochet and pulse through all of the cell, all the muscles, all the blood, and see if it helps to relax the pain that's in their body. Oh, red is so handy. Red can also help to attract healing powers to broken bones. It's kind of like driving the circulation to bring the building block materials of minerals and oxygen and new cells. It's great for helping to heal bones. So if you have a broken bone, or if you have arthritis in a joint, we tend to not want to think about red because too much red represents pain. But if you think about red like a smooth velvet blanket and just let red beam from the palm of your hand and let this red velvet blanket smooth over the surface of where you have pain, where you have pain in your bone, where you have pain in your joint. And as you put this blanket over, ask it to slow down the circulation that's making the pain of arthritis, and let it speed up the circulation to heal a broken bone. There's nothing that is permanent. You can change and shift the meaning for what you choose to achieve. Red. Red is passion. It means love. It means you have this intense desire. And whether you fill yourself up with love and you bring it in as passionate red, or you send it out as a healing color, these are all things that are fluid and they're not fixed. And you can write a book, you could write a paragraph, or you could write a word, but it doesn't complete the description of how color influences the physical part of the body. Red actually influences the energetic side of the body as well. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Watch, if you wear red, watch people's reactions. People like red. People are attracted to red. Red is very, very stimulating. It gives us a state of gratitude and grace and satisfaction. And when you wear red and you hold this red feeling around you and you go and ask for help, or you need to accomplish something, it becomes easier to accomplish when you wear red. People will come towards you when you wear red. I can remember a long time ago, I used to have red hair. I had red hair and piercing blue eyes. And I dyed my hair red, maraschino cherry red. And I did it on purpose. Because, you see, people weren't taking me seriously. And I thought that instead of being who I was, to take and get somebody's attention by changing and shifting my presentation, I would use red as my power color. And so maraschino cherry red hair and blue eyes walked into a workplace where people tended to minimize me. And suddenly they looked at me and I felt their energy change. What happened to her? Is she angry? Her hair's red. Whoa, that can't be the same person we were dealing with yesterday. And they were right, because by changing the color around me, I actually strengthened inside. I connected inside, and everything in who I am projected outwards with confidence. It was no longer, oh, let's push the dumb blonde around. It was now, oh, we have to think carefully because redheads are very powerful people. And so I changed my ability to work in a very challenging environment just by changing my presentation to include red around the top of my head like a crown. And I wore that red hair for a year. And once that project was complete, I washed it out and I let it go. And I was back to being me, the happy blonde. I didn't have to worry about making my power statement anymore. Sometimes nature brings color and joy to us in the form of red. Yes, we're very often attracted to red birds. Cardinals are red, and they are very popular in my world. They bring everything from joy to the warning of changing weather. And when that happens, oh, do I ever take notice. You see, in Canada, red on white stands out very, very clear. You have red cardinals perched on tree limbs against white snow. And it's like they're brilliant signs of life to come. But against the white snow, they're a warning to say, take care, it's going to be very cold. So when you see a red bird on white snow, it's a warning to take care of your safety and your well-being. I'm going to take a break here, and I'm going to let you breathe in and say, and remember me, Patricia Cleveland, at Esologic Radio.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually. You can fool yourself. You can cheat till you're blind.
Have you thought about red? Red, brilliant. Sometimes you see it in the leaves of trees. In the fall, it's a warning. The cold is coming. And as I said, the winter birds of Canada, red, a flash against green tree boughs, beautiful green pine, spruce with a red bird. It's kind of like, looks like holly with the red berries at Christmas. The joy of red can also be kind of scary. You see, sometimes we don't understand what to do when we see red. We might see red coming out of our finger, or out of the paw of a dog, or out of the side of an animal. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's red. what do we do? It's red. It's red. And it's kind of like this fire alarm system emerges from your inner self. And you have a choice. You have a choice of holding your breath, seizing up, at which point your own body is going, red, 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 red. She's not breathing. Panic, panic. And your face turns blue. And that takes us to another chapter in the book. But red, other people see red, and they take a deep breath, and they blow out. And in that moment, they become very still. Because somewhere in who they are, red is not something to be afraid of. It's just a sign. It's a signal to say there's action that's needed. Don't panic. Stay down. Stay in your soul. Be centered. Ground. Breathe so that your body can flash red, so that your adrenaline can be used to maybe go and help the animal, to help the person, or to help your finger that you just cut. All of these sensations, all of these instinctive reactions just based around the color of red. And red runs through the body like blood. And some people are very upset about blood. Some people are very worried when the word blood is mentioned. But blood is a really amazing thing because in its wealth of color, it moves from red when the oxygen comes out of it, or it will move from red to brown when it's very toxic and there's no circulation. It will turn from red to blue as it goes through our lungs and our hearts, and it fills up with the color of the air that we pull into our lungs to charge ourselves. And red is not the only color in the body. There's blue, yes. There's blue blood that runs like a river out to the cells, out to your muscles, and it turns into red. There is yellow. Yellow in your color of your urine. And that urine can change color from clear yellow to kind of cloudy yellow to green. And in sometimes you will see red. And then there's green. Green is in the body. Yes. That is coming from your gallbladder. And that helps your liver to digest and move the fats. And helps your body and your blood clean itself and stay pure. You see, we're full of colors. And every color in your body, the yellows and the reds and the purples and the greens, and we do have white. White is the silvery lining that goes around the outside of each muscle bundle. And sometimes that white lining can thin out and look like silver threads. We have all colors in our body. And it's kind of like we are afraid or asleep or not really aware of how all these colors reflect inside the environment that we work in, the food that we eat, and the animal environments that we work and play with. You see, when I wear a certain color, an animal will react to that color. When you go into a restaurant and it's painted, let's say a nutmeg brown, a musty browny yellow, those colors are there to help you relax and digest. But if it's painted red, that's the hurry up and get out of my restaurant color, because I need to seat 15 more people in the hour, so you need to hurry up and eat. When I work with animals, I wear earth tones. A lot of people say, do you not ever get tired of wearing earth tones? I'm like, no, because what earth tones do when I work with an animal, it doesn't matter whether it's a dog or horse or cow, it allows me to go slow. It slows down my energy field. It allows me to stay present and solid in a way that's not rushing and pushing. You see, sometimes when we get thinking in our heads, we start pushing and making things happen. It's like, oh, I read it in the book, and now I'm looking at exactly the same thing when I go out to the barn and I look at the horse. So I have to think about the instructions that I read in the book and how to do that to help my animal. And when we start that thinking, we start vibrating. Our brains start vibrating, and that vibration starts to reach out, and it starts to touch the animal. And they understand different feelings. They understand the vibration of human fear and the vibration of human love. And they understand the vibration of unity. And when we start thinking about, oh, yeah, I learned this in school, this is how it's done, or I'm taking a riding lesson and my riding instructor is out in the middle of the ring telling me to keep my heels down and my hands up and do whatever. At that moment, you're disconnected from the animal's field. Animals run on vibrations of emotion, what we perceive as emotion. They don't necessarily see it as emotion. They may see it as a color. They may understand it as information, because their systems are wired different than a human. So when you work with the animal, be still. And you can wear red, and you can wear red with the intent of it being passion. It's the expression of your love. And you can mix that with your earth tone colors and move in and not think, but start to feel. Maybe feel red. Feel the red in your hands. And if the animal has an injury, take the red of your passion and hold it over the animal's injury where they may have a wound, and kind of make a dome, a bubble of red energy. And when you do that, also put a little touch of Tinkerbell sparkle in it. And you can just imagine doing that. And hold it over the wound. And ask the wound, the parts that have been severed and disrupted, ask them not to physically come together, but to energetically merge. Let the strands of electrical impulse go across the gap and make a weaving of energy, just like the weaving in a sock, and let those energy threads form. They may turn into silver, they may be red, but you can ask the energy at that wound point to energetically heal. And think about sparkling red, because you want the circulation of energy to stay active there. Don't panic if you see red. If you happen to have honey, it's great if you've got a cut. It's wonderful to fill in a wound on an animal. I've been using honey for about 25 years. And my last trip when I came home, One of my most favorite four-wheel drive animals, Ginger, Super Pony, my quarter horse pony that goes over hill and dale. Well, she had a great big gash in her neck. And I'm not kidding, it was huge. And I went in and I looked at it, and it was old. I don't know how long it had been there. And it was red and orange and yellow because infection was starting to set in. And I asked with my passionate red healing hand to please let the infection move out of the way so that the energy, the power of the body to heal, could actually start connecting one thread, one little switching unit, one cell to another, so that they could flash red between each other and start the healing. And after I asked the body to do this, I put in a layer of honey. This was a very deep cut, and if I had been home and been aware, I would have taken and had the vet come. But it was too late for that, so honey was the only thing I used. And with the intent of red, I was able to allow this body to heal itself. And today, there's a very small scarred area, and the muscle is still healing. But the power of red and the healing intent attached to it helped to heal something that should never have healed in the perfect way it came together. I think I'm going to take another break here and let you all think and say, Isologic Radio and Patricia Cleveland. I'll be back in a few minutes.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually.
Take a deep breath and say, I am love. Take another deep breath and say, I am eternity. And then take a deep breath and say, I'm infinity. I ask you to do these things so that you can feel rather than think, because we sometimes just think far too much. And when we think, we shut off our instinct, our heart feeling, the connection between us and the natural world all around. And when you stop thinking, you merge into sensations. You have that gut feeling, the thing that directs you. And it's so amazing to watch people with different colored hair, animals with different colored hair, and how that energy, how that pulse from the sun and the heartbeat of the earth bounces and drives and is expressed. Humans stand upright, and you've heard me speak about this several times before. And we have the ability to run some pretty amazing energy from the universe. And people who are red-haired are very, very expressive. They are very good people at being sensory warning systems. They can project energy. They have the strength of being so energetically connected to what is above and what is below, that they become very sensitive receivers of changes of the environment, of adaptations that may be going on in their own bodies because of stress from outside. And they react so differently in the medical system. Red-haired people have different reactions to drugs. So there is a difference when you have red hair. You move energy easily. You can throw energy out and make your aura huge. You can strike like lightning and sting and wound. And you can pull energy in, not to the head, but into the heart rapidly. It comes in so fast, it's almost like cymbals clashing, and it stirs up your emotion, and then you have to decide whether to keep it in or let it out. Animals with red hair, who are horses, are just as reactive. They're great in a herd. I have a story about the horse that taught us humility, the big red horse, Tingu, the slayer of ego, the slayer of pride. Tingu is red, and he lives in a herd of horses who are mostly brown. And the brown horses have different reactions than Tingu. Tingu, the wind will change direction and may ruffle his mane. And before you know it, his ears are flicking and he knows that something is going on. Meanwhile, the brown horses are thinking, eating, talking to each other. But the red horse is like, oh, what was that? Something's going on. Pay attention. I am the sentry. I am the guard. And he takes a breath. And then he relaxes. And he puts his head down to the ground. And he lets go of his emotion. That emotion from that one wisp of air that carried a message that wasn't normal. Whether it was the sound of a truck, or an airplane going overhead, or an earthquake rumbling under his feet. Horses can feel the vibration of the earth before it starts to crack. And Tingu is very, very sensitive, and he is a very good warning signal for when there's going to be an earthquake in South America or in China, or up in Ottawa. We live in Dothan, Alabama, and this horse will predict when the earth will shake. He is that sensitive. He has 4 feet that touch the ground, and he can translate his red energy into the earth. And he can also be an antenna and pull in energy from his surroundings. And depending on how he feels his emotional state, he will translate that energy for the animals in his herd. He's the grounding point for animals who don't have red hair. Now, brown horses have red to make brown. That's copper and iron. And that goes in to help the pigment. But horses who are gray, they don't have red. They don't have brown. They're gray. And without the abundance of copper and iron in the color of a gray horse's coat, their energy system runs much different. It's like they can't get grounded, or they can get grounded and then all of a sudden it changes. You will see gray horses if you go to a barn, and some of them have a faraway look. It's like they're thinking somewhere else on a different plane. They will come up and talk to you and touch you, But it's like their personality is dull or shut off. These are horses who have a disconnection or a reversal in how the electrical system of their body works. So if you can understand a battery has a positive and a negative end, well, the body has a positive and negative end. And the horse's positive and negative ends are at the head. One will be at the head and one will be at the tail. And depending on the gender, whether it's a male or a female, that will determine whether it will be positive energy at the head, which will be female, and negative energy at the head would be male. So if you have a gray horse, or a gray dog, or a gray cat, and you see that they're not really connecting, their polarities may be reversed. Their batteries may have got turned around because they don't have the energy connection of the red horse. They can't run and stay grounded and hold their energy system in balance as accurately as a brown dog. So if you find this going on, there's something very simple you can do. You can take the finger, you can take your pointer finger or your middle finger and just move from the right side of the animal's forehead to the left side. And it goes just above the eye, across the middle of the skull, over to just atop the other eye. And you can take that and do it 3 times. And then take a breath and move your hand to just behind or just in front or in the middle of the highest point of the animal's back, the top of the pelvis. And when you get there, take your finger and run it from the left side to the right side 3 times. And what you're doing is you are reversing how the battery of the body is spinning or how the energy is flowing. And sometimes you will see animals and they will shut down and go to sleep as their energy system changes. The flash of red that will move from the pelvis up through the blood up to the brain. The flash of red that will ricochet through the nerve endings and make its way back to the brain to rewire or reprogram it. This is how you change the simple polarities of an animal. It's not only gray horses or gray dogs or gray cats that will lose their polarity. People will lose their polarity. Any animal can lose their polarity. But we can just simply cross the forehead 3 times from right to left. And that's a good start to bringing the animal's body and soul back together. I think right now I'm going to take a break. If you want to try changing the polarity on your gray cat, go right ahead. Take a breath. Say, This is Isologic Radio and Patricia Cleveland. I'll be right back.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually.
You can fool yourself. You can cheat till you're blind. are you doing? This is Isologic Radio and Patricia Cleveland. If you like what you're hearing, you can get in touch with me at isologicradio@gmail.com. isologicradio@gmail.com. I'm there all the time, and I always like to respond to people's emails in person. So if it takes me a little time, I will get back to you. But you will know you're not talking to a secretary. It's actually me. And if you're interested in a little of what I do, please visit my website, which is the Balanced Horse Project. Here we try to illustrate what's possible by using a process of flashing red or colors on a cellular level to cause the animal's body to move back through its life experiences, its traumas. I basically have a system of cellular rebirthing of an animal, and we can do this long distance or in person. People send us pictures, and we work with them over the phone to help bring comfort and peace to animals that are in distress. We also work in person. We travel out, and we go to places all over the world, everywhere from Australia to England. Now, I haven't been to China or haven't been into, the Philippines and places like that, but all through North America. I'd love to go further into South America. So if you hear my voice and you're interested in hosting a workshop or you want to learn more as an apprentice, please get in touch with me at isologicradio@gmail.com. Red vibrates at different frequencies, and it pulls together different intentions. A long time ago, when the Aboriginal peoples, when the First Nations, when these people felt passion, it was red. They covered themselves in red ochre. The red ochre men of Australia, these are the men that go to a very primitive state. They don't think like people when they're in this state. They are the animal, the human animal. And every year, about 2,000 men, Aboriginal peoples, go to the red place in Australia. And they do men's magic ceremonies, and they cover themselves with red ochre, and they go across the desert with no water and no food. And in this passionate state of survival, they teach their young men how to survive, the initiation of knowing the human animal and how it works on the planet. The First Nations, the people of North America, showed red to the white man. When they painted their face red, we saw it as anger. We saw it as blood, the war paint, red. To them, it was passion. It was the passion of fighting for what they felt was theirs, the passion of protecting the land, and the people of the land. So red can be interpreted in many different ways. Red is nothing to be afraid of if you see blood. Red is telling you that it needs your passionate help. Not your fear, not your anger. It's trying to pull you in, just like wearing a red sweater and going out and asking people to make donations to a charity. You will find the results are amazing. Red is pulling people towards you and asking them if they can give you help. Red is giving to people who need help. Red in nature is like the lightning post, the place where energy will focus and move through first. It's like dogs will perk up and say, hey, I feel something. I can sense something. Labradors, Golden Labs, Irish Setters, Golden Retrievers. They have the option of running passionate joy, the love, or they have the job of running anger. Get out of this house. Leave my family alone. Or they have the responsibility of smelling and sensing when a human being is in need. Because you see, our body will flash these invisible frequencies. I want to call them color because I don't know how else to explain them. Scientists will most probably say, oh, it's a change in the pheromones, the hormonal system of the body, or your sugar content has changed, so your dog knows you're going to have a diabetic onset or a heart attack or stroke. But there's another whole layer of interaction that these animals have. And your body will flash red when you're in love. And it will flash a different color of red when you're angry. And when you think you're going to slow down and have a near-death experience, or part of your body is saying, I no longer can survive in the physical form, that red will slow down how it vibrates, and it will fall. It will fall down in color to the color of the earth. The red will turn brown. It will dry and turn brown like the soil. And that's where it'll end up going eventually. Brown, stillness, no circulation. The passion is gone. Your first chakra, your animal's first chakra, the primary chakra, the survival chakra, radiates red. That's your instinct, your survival, when something's wrong. Whether to freeze, I can't breathe, I'm too scared to move. Or it's that impulse of, whoa, what's going on and how do I manage this? That's the power point. That's the center. That's the charge. And in both situations, your red energy runs down through your legs and into the ground, through your energy field and into the ground. And it anchors you and it empowers you. And if you choose to breathe at that moment, the earth will give you the answers and the strength to overcome what you would normally think is impossible. It supercharges you. It gives you the power to survive because you chose to take the breath. You chose to work in that moment with all the energy and all the knowledge of who you are. Just because red flashed a warning. Red surged through your muscles. Red drives your adrenaline system. And the same thing happens with your animals. Except when they flash red in their chakras, it doesn't run just down their legs. It runs the whole length of their spine from head to tail. And it rushes down the front limbs as well as the hindquarters. And that's where they get supercharged. And that's why a dog will react so fast. Or a cat can catch a bird in midair. It's that red surge. So when you feel low on energy, when you think that an animal is having a bad day, focus. Send love in the form of red. Hold love in your heart. Go, think about it. Be still. And remember my name. It's Patricia Cleveland at Isologic Radio. And if you have any questions, please reach out. Send me an email at isologicradio@gmail.com. www.redcrossmedical.com. Wrap yourself up in red. Let it fill up your heart. Let it pulse through you and sing to the earth. Touch your animals from the heart. Fill your hands with red and let them know how much they mean to you. Let them know that they are part of your life. Oh, breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and say, I am. And breathe out and say, love. And breathe in and say, I am. And breathe out and say, eternity. And breathe in and say, I am. And breathe out and say, infinity. Bye for now.